You know, I had a girl tell me one time I was like a mortician, you know. I just wanted a feel of her body, but she was she was just kidding, you know. So I got her back, though. I got her back on the air one day, and when I played Take Me Home Country Roads, you know. I said, this sounds like what so-and-so said to me the other night.
You know. Like, why don't we do it in the road?
Yeah. Or in the mud. Why don't we do it in the dirt, yeah. That was Beatles, wasn't it? Why don't we do it in the road, yeah.
What about the vehicle that takes the casket to the cemetery?
It's a hearse, mm-hmm. You know.
What about any names for a building where somebody might be interred above ground?
Well, there's not a lot of that around here, you know. What do they call them? Mausoleums, you know. Excuse me. Call them mausoleums, but, you know, Elvis was buried in a mausoleum, and everybody was thinking, God, I thought he was a Baptist, you know. You know, it's a casket. You know, you're in a casket. You know, they put you in a graveyard. There's West Point Casket Company, you know, I mean.
You ever heard any other names for graveyards?
Yeah, cemetery.
Skull Orchard?
Huh? Skull Orchard, no. Memorial Park, you know, that's when you live in town and wear a tie, they bury you in Memorial Park. And like John Denver, you ever heard that song? Oh, lay me down in Forest Lawn in a silver casket. Put golden flowers over my head in a chromium basket. You ought to listen to it. It's one of his first albums, Poem, Prayers, and Promises, maybe. Beautiful. He sung it on Johnny Carson one night, you know, after he guest hosted about the 10th time. You know, I've been to Forest Lawn. It's a joke. But anyway, the song was about, you know, there's a little, you know, have a little man standing in the grass who'll tip his hat when mourners pass. Oh, won't you lay me down in Forest Lawn in the silver casket? The army will come over in a parachute and jump out and do a 21-gun salute, you know, and all this stuff. Yeah, it's making fun of the rich people getting buried. I mean, like I said, what the hell?
That sounds like it has a little bit more age to it than what I usually associate with John Denver, but I'm not that.
Well, that's what he said after he'd been on there several times, and he said, well, I've been on here enough that I'm familiar with enough people that I, you know I'm going to offend some folks, but he said, by golly, I'm going to sing it anyway. You know how he is. I love John Denver. He may be a little weird. I don't know, but I think he's fantastic. I was digging John Denver and Kris Kristofferson and people like that. I was going around like in 65, 64, singing, you know, stuff like Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town that Mel Tillis wrote, and Loving Her Was Easier Than Anything I'll Ever Do Again, Me and Bobby McGee and this kind of stuff. Roger Miller was recording some Kris Kristofferson stuff, more or less as fillers on his album, Can't Roller Skate in a Buffalo Herd, you know, and Engine Number 9. And I really loved it. And that was back when Janis Joplin came out with Me and Bobby McGee. My feelings were hurt. Of course, she was dead already, you know, by the time. I really was, because I thought, God, you know, she butchers it, you know, because it's such a beautiful song. Kenny Rogers does the best version of that ever done. How did we get on music? Jesus. Oh, yeah, singing songs about funeral. Yeah, graveyards. Okay. Man, I can get off on some dealings.
Well, you know, even Grace Slick likes John Denver. That really surprised me.
Yeah, well, Grace Slick likes any man about three times a week. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she said.
Right. Have you ever heard, say, a room in a house that's specially designed to receive a lot of sunlight? Any name for that?
You mean like the porch? You know.
Okay.
Yeah, the porch. Parlor. You know, a parlor, we don't use that. I mean, it might use it jokingly, you know, take a car by the arm and say, would you go with me to the parlor, my dear? You know, but that was used in, you know, like, especially like in the Delta, you know, when they got a house that's got, you know, 18 rooms, you know, and downstairs the reception area is the parlor, you know.
I was thinking something like, have you ever heard of just a sunroom or sun porch?
Yeah, there's sun porch, but that's a little bit more modern now, you know. People will build a house with a sun porch, and you think, damn, he must be making $22,000 a year, you know. Nah, it's a porch, you know, it's a back porch. Nah. When I think of a Florida room, it's one for the big, fat black lady that plays on JJ, you know.
Oh.
You know, the Florida room. No?
Okay. What about an informal room in the house where you can just sit around?
That's a den. A little guy in school one time, his teacher asked him, said, you know,